Papinata. Wapatena. Rata papana. Pampo tata. Pepekopa. Rata papa papa. Papatata pampe. Popopoko papana. Sona kapante kapapa. Titala kapapanate. Pampeta kapa. Pampola kapata kapapata. Pante kapapa. Pambapata. Like eagles, kapa, kapa, shate papa patalia. In Jesus' name. I see some people hanging around, so come, let's pray. You are not serious. Come over this side. Let's pray. You don't want to pray. If you don't want to pray, stop coming to Revival Hub. There is no reason you are here. If you came here, the first need in your life that God have seen to bring you here is prayer. Then after prayer, we'll now do other things. But prayer first. I noticed some people have traced it. And they said, by 6, you are in trouble. Today is free for all. It's free for all. It's free for all. How can you be climbing the hill at how many gears does that car have? 5. Can you climb that place with number 5? But there are some people trying to climb the hill at 5. Them and their car, they are instead of making progress, you are going back. But there is noise, but you are not making movement. There is noise. Your own groaning is in your mouth, but the real groaning is in the heart. When you really groan and travail, it shakes your whole being. There is nothing human that can contain the power of a man that groans. It shakes your whole being. And when the place you stand, we begin to feel the vibration of your spiritual impact. You have no prayer. When you pray, your spirit, soul, and body will bear record. Listen. A generation doesn't know the price. They don't know the price to carry God for a dying days. People don't. They don't know the price. Gopal, papam, papam, beba, wapa, papa, 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 sia. Oh, praise be. Man, I want to pray. Kapo, kapa, papa, 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 I want to pray. Kao, kapa, kapa, papa, 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 Holy Ghost, pray, papa, 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 papa. Somebody pray. When there is a shift, we know. Come, I pray and not hard. I pray and not hard. I pray. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh. Hey! Hey! I cannot. I advance, I advance. Hey, come, 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 come,
that guy at the back, he has refused to pray. And you are the one. You don't want to pray. I've been watching you now. You don't want to pray. Don't be hanging up. Things will be moving. You don't want to pray. Quickly, we don't have time. Quickly. Be a researcher in the spirit. For a man to be a mapper in the spirit, he has to be a researcher. He has to be somebody that is given to searching out the dimensions of God. And greet your neighbor, greet the person beside you. There is a guy I know at the back. He likes drip. The guy likes drip. Huh? Any small thing, he will just go and they will give him drip. For one day or two, he will just collect it. I don't want to call his name, he's your guy. Meanwhile, this is a man that used to watch Todd White and all those healing evangelists, all those mighty healing evangelists, and he wants to be like them. To the point that it is your volume. To the point that he wears baggy like the Todd White. So but he's not in the baggy. He's not in the baggy. He's in the life. He's in the life. Brava now. Amen. I can see some people that escaped. Like people like Brother Chick and his wife. You escaped for long. Amen. People like you. I didn't know you were still around. I thought you have gone to Canada. Because they said every man should have plan B. So I thought you have gone to Canada. And then I see Valentine, the way they happy like this. Now, wow. Why can't they happy like this now? Valentine, another brutal man like this. Hi. Don't cross the guy. This way he's smiling physically. That's the best you ever see him. He came and told me. He said he noticed something that he doesn't know how to manage it. You know. Me, I know what that thing is. But him, he doesn't know. He's afraid. He's a typical anointing. Typical anointing. Amen. Why are you sitting at the back? There is space here now. Uh-huh. Then Pastor Mrs. Jideshku is here. She appeared. My God. Why you can't smile? Now you can't smile past the person. Why I call? Are you the only one that knows her? Mokocha. Ogagu Jideluna. So, there is no. And where are your brothers, Steph? There is another one that has Moses. Where is he? Hi. Amen. I want you to pray for 1 minute. Tell God to open the eyes of your understanding in the name of Jesus. Ask him to communicate to you practical truths, something that is workable, something that you can begin to benefit from, even from here and now. From here and now. From here and now. Can you pray? Be sincere. Be sincere. The entrance of the world giveth light. The entrance, not the reading. It is the entrance. It is when the word gains entrance that light comes. Amen. Something just struck my heart now. Let's make a prayer, a territorial prayer. Not for anything, but for. I just noticed that there is a sickness that broke out. How many of you noticed it? By this time last week, many people everywhere, they are complaining of the same thing. I don't know. You are a nurse now. People are complaining. I don't know the name. But beyond here, I've been getting feedback. Many people are getting to me, say they are sick. And I check the symptom. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Huh? Those days, the healing anointing that was on the life of John G. Lake was territorial. So he can come and God will open his eyes and he will see swarms like bees. It will fill the whole of the sky and the sky will become dark. And God will tell him that these bees are, when they sting you, you become sick. Huh? So many people have been stung. No, so. Mm-hmm. If you say no, your body is saying yes. So, I mean, that one can be faith. Somebody at the back that lies quoting scripture, they have given him 3 days break. May you not quote scripture that is not in your heart in Jesus' name. It will not work. It's better you know one and is working than you know 100. On the day that you need it to work, none of them is working. Can we pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Let's drive back that spirit of infirmity that is hanging around the territory in the name of Jesus. Let's drive it back to hell. I want you to picture with your heart as you are driving back the spirit. Picture it from your heart. Picture it from your heart. We refuse that spirit from breaking into the territory, from afflicting the health of men. Even if you are not sick and your mother is sick, it's a problem. Hallelujah. So let's continue in our teaching. So we began to look at how to minister to a territory, and we understand, just increase my volume a notch, we understand that that is the first point we had, that for a man to be able to minister to a territory consistent with the training that you have received is how you are going to minister. Let's assume somebody wants to start a ministry tomorrow, just a notch small. Just let's assume somebody wants to start a ministry tomorrow. The tendency is that your ministry will take the line of the most consistent training that you have received. Are you getting the point? Huh? Imagine if Sister Juliet now decided to start ministry. Let's assume 5 years ago, she wanted to start ministry. 5 to 6 years ago. Huh? What would be the name of our ministry? Where is your sister self? Let her raise her hand. What would be the name of your sister's ministry? Assuming you know the church you used to go now. Assuming that's the training you received in ministry. What would be the name now? There is no holiness in it. There must be the name of one angel inside. Huh? Which angel do you know? Is it Angel Michael or Angel? Then you add prophetic. No, they won't put intercessor. They put prophetic prayer. Prophetic deliverance, prayer deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. So now that's not the point. My point is that you most likely take the part of the consistent things that have been built into your subconscious. Are you getting the point? Now people take that part because they don't know any other part. So that even when God is making a call on them to engage the territory, that is the fundamental demand of their calling and ministry, they will not know what to do. In the attempt to engage the territory, they are still using the tools that they have been taught predominantly in their churches or in the place where they are trained. And that information, training, knowledge that has been built into their consciousness lacks the capacity to minister to the territory, because the shape of the territory is different from the shape of individuals. The way you minister to individuals is different from the way you minister to territories. Because for you to be able to minister to a man, you must have been able to discern his needs. Is it not true? For you to be able to minister to something, someone, you would have been able to discern the needs. So the needs of individuals are way different from the needs of the territory. That will mean that the engagement pattern, the educational system that informs the ministration to a territory will be far different from the educational system you need to minister to people. And which is why a pastor can be the pastor of a church. Are you with me now? Yet the principality in that territory is still sitting on you. Meanwhile, you people gather and pray against the spirit. Pray, oh, you are praying well and fasting well. Yet you are not making breakthrough, because the only way you know to engage that thing working in the territory is the way you also pray for people for their need. But the need of the people is different from the need of the territory. So the engagement of the territory will be different from the engagement of what? The people. Are you now seeing it? Now, and the foremost thing needed in this kind of ministry, which is not to persons. Am I saying you don't need to minister to persons? In fact, the ministry before now is only geared towards ministering to people. The majority of ministry we do before now is just to minister to people. If had even you grew up in your denomination, what you will know as being in ministry is ministering to people. So it will mean that if you don't have an audience, you don't have a ministry. If you don't, are you getting the point? A man, when you understand territorial ministry, you will know that you don't need to see people to minister to the territory. Having 100 people suddenly doesn't make you more powerful in a territorial context. That is why, are you with me? As I said, that somebody can come and have a crowd of 10,000, but in the spirit, the prophetic voice of God is not domiciled in that place. That is the next lesson I'm going to show you. For a man to retain the capacity to minister to the territory, there are certain facilities that he needs to encounter in the spirit. It is based on that encounter that he will receive the capacity to minister to the territory, because the territory only responds to certain things. It is not just that you pray that makes the territory to respond. People's need can respond, but if it is if it is your family, are you with me? If you want to pray and you want God to engage your family in a certain dimension, then you have to pray in a certain way. This is why, are you with me? If you go to some deliverance places, if they want to pray for you, when they finish with you, they now tell you, call your sister. Are you getting the point? After your, they cannot minister until you gather all your family. How many of you have noticed? You are not. Until you gather your family, you have to. Am I saying it's bad? No. But when you understand territorial ministry, you don't even need to go home. They don't even need to know what you are doing. You can stand wherever you are and minister to the territory of your family without necessarily bringing the person. And if the person needs to come, he will come by the hand of God. Not because you are saying, you are mad. The days you are telling the person, though, he won't come. It is when you minister. And there is one or two things about your engagement that is correct. It will steer people to begin to ask you about what you are doing, that they perceive that this thing you are doing will need their participation and partnership. But before then, you are forcing them to do some things with you. Let our family gather together. Hey, let's pray together so that this thing, as you are telling them, we're waiting there for this our screen now. That thing you are telling them to come and pray with you is what is making them angry. Your son will say he won't come back. If he comes back now, mommy will carry them to go and pray. Carry them to one prayer house. Carry them to. So they will be avoiding you. You will be wondering why they are not coming back. There is no territorial understanding in your engagement. Your labor is like the labor of the fool. Do you know the challenge with the labor of the fool? Why? Why? He doesn't know the way to the city. Harry, there is a way to the city. When you appear in that place, it will seem as if you do charm. It's not charm. It is understanding how to minister to a territory and engaging properly. When you come, after some time, it will be obvious that the authority... Are you with me? That the authority that God has invested to crack the territory is invested in the highest measure in your life or in your assembly. Not because you are special, but because you understand some things in the spirit. Are you getting the point now? It is that thing that will now draw some other people that are desirous of ministering to the territory too. They will now realize that there must be something you are doing that is correct, that is making your own to respond. Is it not the same prayer we are praying? Is it not the same fasting? Mommy, they told me you used to go and sleep and do 3 days dry, and also you fasted till also came. The demons, the powers, they will want you to, they will lead you to where osa will catch you well. And as of that point, you can't even pray again and fast, even if you want to. And you come and tell God, God, you need to visit my family. Osa is now holding me. Please answer me. Let me tell you. Anything that makes you not to pray or fast, there is no other way to deal with that thing except to pray and fast. That's the problem. If you are sick and you can't pray, there is no other way to do the business of prayer except to pray. So you have to have a way to deal with that sickness that is stopping you from what? Praying. Just because you are sick has not nullified the need for prayer. Some people don't like this man. They think that there is a special treatment for people that are sick. Those days that you are sick, so God is no more he's no more demanding much from your life because you are sick. So one of my guys, he didn't want to come out from the sick bed. He stayed for 3 days. He was collecting drip because he thought there is a special favor for people that is on drip. The requirements for their spiritual engagement is no more needed. Those days they were lying down and they were, you know, the things I'm telling you, I'm teaching you, me, I've done it. At least all of you were here. I buried my father. No be so. So I'm not saying so that you will now say, this guy doesn't know how I feel, doesn't know what I know much more than you. Because you are not even carrying anything. I'm carrying the labor of a generation, the labor of an assembly, the labor of a mandate, the labor of a family. Huh? I went and dropped my father in the mortuary and I came here and preached. A mighty man of God, I took him when they said, drop him on the slab. We carried him, drop him. I look at a man that had raised 5 people from the dead. I thought he would rise, he did not rise. I look in the sky, tear came out from my eye. I cleaned it. That was the last time anything happened. I came back and preached. That Sunday, did he look like anything happened? If it was not that, I told you before. It is because my heart has been garrisoned. Eh? If something is going on in my heart and I'm saying another thing in my mouth, what is in my heart is what will affect you. So, are you with me? In case I begin to cry and do many things, God, you have forgotten me. That cry is the proof that Satan has won. Because he couldn't get cry, tear from my eye, he is not happy. There is something he will do. He wants you to go and stay one side and be sobbing. Huh? Jiwe, you say, God, when will you visit me? My own is different. Is that one prayer? Hallelujah. Sorry, Doc. Hallelujah. That thing now is you are just sorrowing. No sorrow. There is actually godly sorrow, but majority of the sorrow that men sorrow is in their soul, and that sorrow, do you know where that sorrow will lead you to? Depression. Many of you have entered depression many times. I have said it yesterday, I'm saying it today. That means people need this message, this thing I'm saying. Depression, it will start on you thinking about it. Satan will even make it look good. He will tell you to think about your family. You will say, I'm thinking about my family, the way my family is, my mother, my father. And then you'll be thinking on it 1-2 in the night. And you are praying, madam, you are not praying anything. In sorrow, you are sorrowing. The prayer, no, they go anywhere. When you are through with sorrow and you want to pray, come and pray. This, my teaching, is not compatible with sisters. Sisters are emotional. So they think just because you use your emotion and manipulated precious and manipulated your father and your mother, say, this thing is working. So you now use it to manipulate God. I don't know what I'm doing.
who is this one? Give him 3 more dry fasting. 3 more days of that. That's how you ended up in that 3 days dry fasting. Because you went to do God. Give him 3 days. Give her 3 days. The purpose of the 3 days is not to do anything. No. It's to make you to stop bringing sorrow, ungodly sorrow, thinking unnecessary. There is what we call sanctified reasoning. Some of the thought in your heart is not sanctified. It cannot produce the peaceable result of righteousness. There are some, I mean you can think, oh, there are some parts. Don't allow your mind to think on that part. It will never end well. It has not ended well anytime. And you are going there. You are going there. Yesterday you almost went there. Today you are going there. And there is this thing that makes your soul comfortable when you are there. Huh? It will seem as if it numbs your pain. That's why you like to be there. You know, me, I'm doc, I'm a specialist doctor. So you are, what I do is that I look at the root of the matter. We continue tracing it. Even the mini test of detail is important in our research. I'm telling you, there is nothing Satan cannot use. He can even use me, sir. How? Not directly, indirectly. I will come and say something to you now. You say, I said, even Papa himself, the Spirit will tell you, even Papa himself doesn't want to care about you. He has abandoned you. Look at it now. Look at the way he is talking to you. Look at the way he is responding to your chat. And then you now think on it for 7 days. You will become a strange creature. The personality you will turn into will be strange to you. After 3 days, you are in need of deliverance, actually. Let me stop here. This is not my teaching. But I know that some of you need this. Amen. So, the point we made last yesterday, which I want to re-emphasize, after the recalibration of our consciousness, bringing us to the place where we are inconsistent, what's the word to use? Inconsistent interaction with the facilities that make for territorial business. When you pray, your prayer is fundamentally territorial before it is every other thing. When you do anything, when you engage, I'm telling you, you can do evangelism normal, but have you noticed something about our own? How many of you have noticed something about our weekly evangelism? That it is not normal. How many of you did evangelism in your church? Raise your hand. And are doing this one with us. Have you noticed that there is so much difference? Your own is in your church. They are more interested in increasing their number. Huh? But our own, we are more interested in affecting the shape of the territory by influencing the lives of the participants. And giving them something that they can carry to places. And it will be obvious that something has changed. And it can affect others. So, the end product of the other one is increase in membership. Which is not bad. But the end product of our own is to make the person the same thing you were before you leave. So, it will mean that there are at least 1, 2, 3 pillars, structures that must be left in that person's life. That is why you finish preaching and invited somebody to your church. He came and stayed 1 year. He wasn't born again. Even though he came through your evangelism, he wasn't born again. And after some time, he now said, he wants to marry a sister. Huh? And said, this bro has stayed for 1 year. That's how we'll carry a sister and give to a woman beater. And they will be knocking off the teeth of the sister. You don't know what is happening, no? In many of those places you call Christian home, is WWE. I'm telling you, it's Royal Rumble. My brother is Royal Rumble. When they finish, they dress well and tie scarf and come and say, Imam Jesus, Ekeneo. Oh God, there is no Imam in the family. Where did this start? It started in us not making sure that structures were in place before we started. And are you with me? And once you start, you have started. Huh? The leg you started with, this one now is a proverb. The leg you started with is the one you will continue with. Ukwiji bidoki ejiwe, that was it. No be so. So if the person can come and trick all of you in the church, he can continue the trick. And you know you won't talk, because your pastor has said that this one is a mighty brother. They have eulogized him, because maybe he came and you are doing donation that day, and he now gave you 5,000. 5,000 donation does not qualify somebody as a member, a participant of the body of Christ. Not even a participant of a local assembly itself. There is much more requirement. Eh? So you go on the field and you are interested in the territory. Eh? And then you come. Before you leave, it will affect the way you pray. Is it not true? It will affect the way you prepare. Because if it is not so, if we want to go for evangelism, all we need to do is to, people will just gather. We say it's by 5:30 to 6. People will gather. You say, where are you now? We are now at openness. Come and join us there. And the person will leave the food and come. No, stay at home, my friend. Hey, don't come. If you want to, you will have to join us by one. And vimahakate kupatakaba. At least 2 hours. Because what you want to engage is the territory, and I found out that I will still show you in my point 5 or 6 that when a man engages the territory, be ready for confrontation. Because if your ministry is to the territory will respond, certainly. So many times that we went for that kind of evangelism, some of us, we are on the field and we started becoming weak. It is obvious that the territory is responding. Because God, when you prepare your heart and you are educated in that kind of, God will be leading your feet to people that is carrying possibilities that is territorial. There are people you will win. Eh? You didn't win a solo. Eh? If you won the soul of the Gadarene, what did you win? 10 cities. If you come to a campus, there is a homosexual that you will win. It is not so that you won. You won a spiritual war. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How do you now just get up and go and preach to that person? You must be educated in territorial business to understand that the spirit that is that has possessed this body is what is manipulating the territorial influence of a place. So your fundamental engagement with those persons has to be territorial. So you have to prepare for confrontation. It's not just preaching. It is this teaching that many of you has been exposed to, because that is saving you. Because many of the things you are doing and the people you are encountering is territorial business. Had it been you did it normally, that's how people's ministry died. Their joy died. They were obsessed, because there is somebody you be preaching to. You suddenly started feeling the pangs of immorality. I'm telling you, don't go and preach to everybody casual. As you're talking to the person, suddenly you start liking the person's face, or you like to make it look like it's not bad, you will now leave that. Listen to me. You will leave that evangelism and chat a sister in the night, and then talk and call and do many. Is you are under attack, and you are in need of something. You are not in need. Is you engaged territorially, and you came back and ate and lied on the bed. Say after me, Jesus. I'm not hearing you. Jesus, help your son. Help your daughter. Amen. Are you even now with me now? I think I've caught your attention. So let's leave the first. To just touch the second, we found out that you need to be able to map the territory well. Are you getting the point? Let me tell you. One of those days, we were praying. I think.